Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You are all frauds. How about that? How about that for the hot take? You are all frauds.
The royal you? Who's the you?
Any of the folks who are supporting Joe Biden and act like it's no big deal that the guy is in hiding. The president of the United States. Do we still put people on milk cartons? I mean, it was awful when kids would disappear. The Republicans should be their new campaign. Joe Biden milk cartons, because a lot of their audience, you know, is a little bit older, so they're going to identify with the milk cartons.
You don't get a lot of milk cartons anymore.
I had milk recently. I'm not much of a milk drinker, but I went through a cereal run, you know, and I enjoyed my milk then. I'll probably be done with milk for a while. Joe Biden has been invisible on the campus protest situation until today, when he appeared for about 5 minutes and gave a safe speech. I didn't disagree with anything. It wasn't complicated. It wasn't, okay, Joe's been invisible for a while, so they're working on something very explosive. No, he said the obvious. We're always going to have peaceful protest. And those should be protected. But those who are intent on violence, defacing property, preventing individuals from going to school, that's not allowed. And he did that for about 4 minutes. And then media who were brought to the White House asked a couple questions. I couldn't hear the first, and the next was on the National Guard. And he's walking out, and he gives one-word answers to both. So stop telling me that they don't hide the president of the United States, because they do. As I've said 1,000 times, I will not give a tenth of a second of consideration to voting for Donald John Trump. Stop with the binary choice. Stop justifying that you're going to vote for a guy who is hidden. This isn't, you know, just your normal everyday job. It's the president of the United States. They don't trust him to answer 6 or 7 questions on campus protests, which would lead to what? Questions about the Middle East, ceasefire, maybe other questions about the country. Now, you've seen what they've been doing the last couple weeks, because he would struggle because he's 81, and I get it, people get older. When he would struggle walking and would look so stiff and would create the image of an even older man. Now when he's walking out to Marine One, you've seen it, right? They walk out with like 8 people. It's like an NFL huddle. They envelop him so it's not as obvious. And yes, when the State of the Union happened, did he step up? Yeah. Has he sounded like that guy once? in the last 2 years. No. And again, I think, as I said earlier, we had the decency over policy conversation. I don't think Donald Trump is a good person. I think the evidence is overwhelming on that. I think the evidence is overwhelming that Joe Biden is a decent person from what we know. Again, the reminder that outside of your closest loved ones, I feel like I know you very well. But do I go to your house? Do I know that I think you're a great dad? Is it possible that you're like the most opposite person ever? It's possible. I would bet my life the other way. But my point is, we've been shocked before. But from what we know about Joe Biden, decent person. But sadly, if you're the president of the United States and they're afraid of you answering questions month after month after month, year after year, and you're telling me you're going to vote for this guy as the next president of the United States, I think you're a fraud. And Donald Trump is a raging narcissist who wakes up every day and thinks one thing: how will this day benefit me? It's stupefying that we have these two as our choices. And if I only had the two, of course I would pick Biden for the people he would surround himself with, as opposed to Trump might pick as Secretary of State his caddy at Mar-a-Lago. And I'm only slightly exaggerating. Seriously.
Does he have a steady caddy, or does it kind of go through a rotation and whoever it happens to be on Inauguration Day gets the gig?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. That Walt Nauta, who was his right-hand man, who reports are he's going to pardon him as long as he, you know, doesn't turn Donald in the classified documents. He might be his vice president. Walt Nauta, vice president. Would it honestly shock you if he picked just one of his flunkies? Because it's just
better chance than Christie right now.
Oh, my God. by a million. I'm a better chance than Chris Christie.
Poor Major. 2 months ago, Major said she was the leader in the clubhouse in his mind.
Yeah, I was thinking Governor Christie for some reason. I was thinking Chris Christie.
No, I was thinking Christie Nome.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm not with you there. He hates dogs. I really believe that whole thing was to him.
No.
Because he's a dog hater. He hates dogs. He's on the record.
They have to know that the entire country loves dogs.
Who's they? It's a one-person committee.
That's a good
point. It's only him. He's the committee.
Okay.
Okay.
He and Don Jr. have to know.
Yeah, he wasn't really crazy about Don Jr. a lot of his life either.
Ivanka? I don't know.
I don't know the new babe that's with him now, who looks kind of like Melania. I think she probably has a vote, you know. But let's get back to Joe. I mean, can you honestly say he's up for this job when he never is available to the public? And that the campus protests have been the biggest story in this country for how long? A couple weeks? We got encampments. We have violent conflicts. We have individuals stopping individuals from going to class.
Taking over buildings,
defacing buildings, graffiti, confrontation with police. Incredible delusion for some of the people. But why didn't he say anything? Two reasons. One, they're terrified of him looking bad publicly. And two, he's afraid of upsetting the younger vote, which, according to polling, is not supporting him nearly as much as they did in 2020, because they're more sympathetic to the Palestinians than they are to Israel. Some of them actually have studied a little bit about it and have made points. Others, when they're forced to answer why they're there, it's embarrassing. And by the way, when the protesters believe in the civilians who've been killed in Gaza, way too many civilians have been killed in Gaza. But every bleeping time you open your mouth, you should mention Hamas and the hostages. And the amount of people who have been protesting who get indignant when that's even brought up. Give me a break. matters every bit as much. But on Joe Biden, you tell me how to justify this outside of you're afraid of the other guy. That's the end of the debate. Because he is a figurehead right now. The president of the United States is hidden on a regular basis. Seemingly a kind, decent person. I repeat, go back to Joe Biden when he had his fastball. He would have been on, I mean, how many shows do we have on Saturday? We got the Linda show. We got the gardening show. We got the money show. We got the computer show. Joe Biden would have done all of them. He would have done the cul-de-sac show, which we're all headed for at some point. And now he hasn't done a single interview with the New York Times or the Washington Post. When's the last time he sat down with anybody outside of the very sympathetic interview with Howard Stern? Because they're afraid of what he's going to say. Because sadly, and I take no joy at all in this, he has deteriorated. And so if you just want to tell me you're afraid of the other guy, I think you should do what we all should do and vote for more people outside of just the two we're provided with. But you cannot justify this. You cannot, in my opinion. And I think it's sad. I really do. You may completely agree with me. You may completely disagree with me. I would love phone calls and texts on the matter at hand. It's 21 past 12. I'm going to tell you, first of all, how to text us. StylesFinancial.com text line. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Did you hear about that concert that they cut off on TV?
No, who was involved?
You mean there are like 500,000 Billy Joel YouTube options to see it? But a lot of folks were very upset that CBS cut that Billy Joel concert off.
Still making fun of people.
No, but
folks
just
wanted to see Piano Man.
Okay. By the way, you, I think, might have been the leader on the show. And make. I'm just following in your wake.
No.
Following
absolutely
in your wake.
Not.
Oh, of course, you never do.
I know my in-laws were heartbroken.
Yeah.
They came very upset, and I felt for them.
Well, you made fun of your in-laws then.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I would never.
Didn't you tell me you really don't care for your in-laws?
Shh.
Oh, that was off air?
Quiet down.
All right. Billy. I don't think it's all Billy.
No.
Is my guess. Heart attack music?
No.
Kind of, that'd be kind of morose.
No, we're not doing heart attack music.
That was
Moving Out, Anthony's song, but Moving Out. It's tunes for the folks at the U.
Moving Out, the encampment.
The encampment. Everybody's moving out. We're getting evicted. It's time to go.
Bot bleeping time. That took a week too long. Again, you want a peacefully protest? You want to speak out? I don't have to agree or disagree with you. But if encampments are literally not allowed and it takes us how long do we evacuate them? Give me a break. And by the way, do you see how these buildings were just damaged and broken? It wasn't like we're just there to make a statement. You're there to break property also.
Got to be heard, Chad. Plus, you spent all that money on those nice tents. You can't just make them fold them up right away. Come on.
They all seem to be the same tent, too.
I noticed a picture today. I believe it was from the U. It might have been from another college, but just still shot. And you could see six tents just in this shot that were the exact same one, all right next to each other.
A lot of coordination. Absolutely, positively, no doubt about it. Okay, are you comfortable voting for Joe Biden?
More comfortable than I am voting for Donald Trump.
Okay, so are you just like a lot of people? It's one of the two.
At this point, yes.
Yep.
If there was a viable third option, no. But there's not a viable third option.
So unless others vote enough to make someone else a viable third option.
If this was a Ross Perot-like situation where you could see
you could be on the ground floor.
Yes, where there was a very thin path, but somebody could actually get enough votes.
Okay.
But, no labels. Big talk or no labels even nothing. Said, forget about it.
That's because I got turned down by everybody.
Yes.
I think Carter turned him down.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
That's not possible. No, even they said, look, we can't fight against the two parties, at least not in 2024. Maybe they can in 2028. Maybe they can in 32. I don't know. Something might change, but it's clear that we are a two-party country and that there is so much power.
So you're going along with it. You're just a sheep just going along with this.
No, I'm calling it the truth.
Unless others will change, you're not going to be a part of it.
Millions bah! And millions have to.
Bah!
Is that your best sheep?
I don't know.
Nah.
I went with the bah.
That was pretty weak.
Yeah.
Very
I agree.
Weak. Very weak.
I agree.
No,
and I don't know if yours was amazing, but it was better than mine.
It was much better.
Yeah.
I do very good sheep. I'm very solid on the sheep.
Very good sheep.
No, until we find a way as a people to gain power back from the two parties.
How we gain power back is we don't vote for these two buffoons who are our options again.
Yes, but you have to have a viable third option or else, RFK Jr. is going to get 1.5% in the vote. Who cares?
Well, they put out a big thing yesterday suggesting that they have just did this survey of 26,000 voters saying that RFK Jr. drums Joe Biden if they go head-to-head, and that it's a pick'em race with him and Trump, and that if he's in the race, there's no chance Joe Biden wins. There's a lot of people who are skeptical of the polling, but they put that out. We're going to stay with this at least one more segment. Let's get to a call, because I just think today, if you're just joining us, is another example of hundreds of examples where Joe Biden, to me, from what I know about him, a decent, kind person, public servant, has faced holy hell in his personal life with his wife and his daughter, then his son, not Hunter. We're talking Bo. We're talking his first wife and his daughter dying in an automobile accident. Empathetic person, but he's not up for the job. And again, today's an example. They've hit him for weeks on the campus protests, and then, hey, how about we answer some questions about this? How about we talk about the Middle East? We're debating a ceasefire. How about Joe Biden ask questions? No. How about when he walks out to Marine One? We have to engulf him in people or else he'll look old. This is sad. And that means he's not up for the job. The apparatus will make the job go. But the captain needs to step away. And I've been saying this for a lot, but it just dawned. I mean, just so, such a shining bright light again today. Can we just ask Paul to hang so we can stay somewhat on the clock here?
Paul, would you like to hang?
Paul,
please?
Could you hang briefly? And then I'd love more phone calls, including with one lady kept calling me a vicious word so you couldn't put her on.
Now it's tough.
Because she's a Biden voter. So she's mad at me for saying this.
Every dang day, Chad. Every dang day you rip the man.
Yeah. I don't. But again, justify how invisible he is for me. Do that for me. Okay, somebody's mentioned Reagan. That was embarrassing with Reagan, too. I didn't have a show then. Yeah. But Ronald Reagan pretty much developed Alzheimer's his second term and struggled mightily. So someone else did. So that's how we're going to justify it. It was wrong for Reagan. It's wrong for Biden. 651-461-9226 on the home of the sausage-wielding, red-hot, for a lot of us, radio-only. Not me, I got DirecTV. Radio-only, Minnesota Twins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday. So listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I would have loved to have heard this played with the encampments.
Over the loudspeaker.
Yes. Oh, good. And again, I'm not calling in any way for the end of peaceful protests.
Sounds like you are.
I'd like you actually to know what you're protesting. That, you know, maybe a quiz.
Chad Hartman, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Exactly. But maybe not destroy property. You know, if you're such a purist, you really believe in it, go somewhere. Don't break property when you're getting into it. Don't deface it. Then don't come out and say, you know, we'd like a little food sent to us.
Is this going to end up being like a typical Minneapolis encampment where they just, you know, shift it over in front of another building?
Wouldn't shock me.
I'm just going to go in front of the union.
Would not shock me. Paul, thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. I thank anybody's listening, even if you hate listening or you love listening. Thank you so much, Paul. What is on your mind, sir?
Well, Chad, I just think you're making a mistake. You can't bail out on Biden. None of us like this choice we have, but my thing is, if you know, obviously a vote for some third party candidate is not a vote for Biden, and that's one more for Trump, and he's going to win. And you got to think. I mean, it's funny to.
Oh, come on. He waited so patiently. Put him on hold. I don't want to lose him. He's been so kind to wait. Let's go to Nick, and then we'll go back to Paul because. I don't want to lose Paul because he's impatient, but obviously his phone was not great. Nick, you're on CCO.
Howdy, Chad.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say I've been listening to you since 2018, and by far my favorite host. Just wanted to get that out of the way.
Thank you so much. Very kind.
Love you to death. I wanted to get this out of the way, too. I'm voting for Biden. I have no qualms about that. I absolutely despise the position we're in this country with the two-party system. If there were a three-party system, if there were another party that were viable, I would vote for them. I just want to get that out there. But the point I'm trying to make is that I'm voting for Biden because, and I'm going back to what you were saying before,
I am
necessarily afraid of the other party. That's part of it. But I also want to protect what we have as a nation. And I guess... But what's happened with the presidency, it's kind of sad. I think since George W. Bush or a little bit before that, we used to have a little bit more of a we had the same thing, or we had a better perception with Obama, at least. But it's lost its allure and its prestige, I think, recently. And it's been like that for quite a while. And
Nick, very.
I have no defense for Biden, but, you know.
Good points.
I'm still going to vote for him.
I get it. I hear so many people close to me who are voting for Biden. I don't have one person who I know is voting for Biden saying, hey, I love him. He's sharp. He's ready to go. They philosophically agree with the Democrats and their position, and they're afraid of the other guy. And then of my Republican friends, I can think of only like two out of a decent group, but two love Trump, like absolutely believe in him. Almost everybody else is like, yeah, he's a whack job, but I can't stand where Biden is taking our country. And their point is, I wish we had other options. And I'm, well, tomorrow at this point, former presidential candidate Dean Phillips is me on the show. My policy's been for 2 decades or so, including statewide races or races that just affect where I live. If they ran for office and I thought the person running for office was the best candidate, I'm going to vote for him. And I get a lot of people think that's a waste of vote. I think until we get 3, 4, and 5 other, you know, options on there, we're just going to face who we had. I will go back to, and again, Nick's comments were very kind. I appreciate that, Nick. I think in 08, we had Barack Obama and John McCain. We had 2 good people who legitimately would have been good presidents. In 2012, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both would have been good presidents. Donald Trump, not a second for me. Now, if you actually would have ran as the guy who he was in the 90s in New York, yeah, raging narcissist, but somewhere more in the middle. But no, he just co-opted the black man is not from here. Every immigrant is disgusting. And death to anyone who disagrees with me. And when he's done some interviews lately, have you noticed, by the way? He struggles mightily when he's asked some specific questions. Like he came up with the data about Venezuela recently. They're sending us the worst. And the interviewer, a local anchor, said, where's your data? Where'd you get that from? There's no data, of course.
You'll find it.
He said it's out there.
Just look.
See?
Google.
He's trying to do the local interviews. And to this interviewer's credit, just followed up and said, well, where's that from? I mean, Trump just gave a speech the other night. It was like 30, 40 lies. I am no Trump supporter. I just think we should have a president who hides. I don't. Seems like a novel concept. Let's try Paul again. Paul, I'm glad you're still there. I hope the phone works a little better. What do you want to say, sir?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, think about what you just said, man. If you throw your vote away, you got a chance of electing Trump president. And you know, we talked about before, you know, his caddy being Secretary of State, all that stuff's funny. He could really be the president, and folks like you need to vote for Biden. I don't want to vote for him either, but I'm going to, because I can't have, and it's going to be one or the other is going to be president. So I just wish you'd think that through more. That's all.
Paul, thank you so much. Thanks for listening.
All right, buddy.
Among the texts, please explain where Biden is taking the country. It's not my view. Okay. Do I agree with Joe Biden kissing up to the far left as much as he has? I don't. I really don't. But he's in a weird spot politically where the far left has power over him, whereas Donald Trump seemingly, Dave, controls all but like 15-20% of RINOs. And again, we've got this debate that's going to come up in this race, the never Bidens or the never Trumps. Who's going to stand out? Let's not forget, 18 Donald Trump lost because what happened in the midterm. Donald Trump lost in 20. Donald Trump lost in 22. You know, his candidates don't have a great record. Abortion, he realizes that he campaigned so hard and then they played the game with McConnell and then Merrick Garland, which was idiocy, was just not living up to your job where Justice Scalia died, when was it? Like Valentine's Day and we couldn't have a vote? Give me a break. But now he has the Supreme Court he wants. They provided him with ending Roe v. Wade, and Republicans are getting crushed in many races because of that. Now he's playing games on the state situation, you know? So it's not as much what I think about Biden taking it, the country, but we could get 100 texts right now in people's views, their honest opinions. They don't like the direction that President Biden is taking on size of government, lawlessness, border, too many taxes, too many regulations, and you're allowed to disagree, but that's the view a lot of people have. Let's keep going with lots of texts. Good conversation, Chad. I think it's time to bring in someone with third-party experience to talk about serious challenges that the third-party encounter and try to get elected. Rather than Dean Phillips, get Tim Penny on the phone. Tim Penny used to be a fairly regular person on the show. Let's do that. Let's reach out to Congressman Penny, former Congressman Penny, for a time next week. Hopefully soon we'll talk to his former author, Major Garrett. Major, I have been communicating with lately. He's just involved in grand jury situations. So we're hoping he's back. Is it
Hopefully a week from tomorrow.
Hopefully not. I'm on an R&D trip.
Hopefully a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. Texter Dean Phillips and Liz Cheney, unbeatable. They don't agree on too many issues. They don't, you know. The election is all about protecting our democracy. None of the other stuff, border security, inflation, gun control, none of that other stuff matters if you don't have a democracy. There are a lot of people who believe that. I think all these things still should matter. A viable third party with a potential to dilute the vote, to the point where nobody would get 270 electoral votes, and the election wouldn't be thrown to Congress to pick the next president. That is a major, major issue. It's a very good point. I'm glad Texter said that. If we get to the point, which I want, where we have, honestly, five viable parties. You know what I want? I want just one where they look at things fiscally where they're center right and they look at things socially and they're center left and there's a fair amount of libertarian to them. Because I think that party would win, I don't know, easy.
Sounds like a really good party.
Yeah. Sounds like a party that a lot of us really are in. But what would happen if we had three or four? We wouldn't get to 270. And then it's a matter of the way the Constitution works right now. It's Congress steps in, and we don't want that to happen. So it would cause some major changes. Drought is over. Chill out. Chad, why do you hate America? Hate America. I don't hate America at all. I live here. I don't agree with plenty of things. I didn't realize if you hated it. That's if you, I hope that's sarcasm, kind of like when I say.
I don't hear sarcasm.
I don't know. Chad, I am a conservative. I approve many of Trump's policies, but I think he lacks care to be president and is raging narcissist. His current, well, it's just talking about Biden and goes to obvious cognitive decline. I'm looking at third-party candidates. Made up casting a vote for a president for the first time when I don't approve with many of the things where he stands. Vote for RFK Jr. You talk the talk but don't walk the walk. No, I don't have to just vote for every third-party candidate. I think he is a liar about conspiracies. He is a liar about vaccines and autism. He offered that up year after year after year after year. And as the son of an autistic son, as a father of an autistic son, I will never vote for someone who lied in the way he did about autism and vaccines. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. And he just bathes himself in conspiracies. Two of our three candidates love conspiracies. And by the way, check out RFK Jr. when he faces some aggressive, serious question. Google Cassie Hunt from CNN, good reporter, and her interview with RFK Jr. when he tried to tap dance his way out of things, and she would just go to clip after clip of him. He was unraveling. It's 51 past 12. We got plenty more stuff coming up. Micah Norrie, he's in front of the bench on Saturday in some way. I just don't see how Finch is in front of the bench. But Mike, who's a great interview, is going to join us at 2:07. What do they know about the responsibilities right now? How did Chris's surgery go? His great relationship with the Joker. He was on the Denver staff for multiple years. It's got to be surreal for him. Like, he doesn't want this responsibility this way because of his boss and his good friend having a ruptured patella tendon. But, man, he's right in the spotlight right now. Micah at 2:07, and by then our 2:35 guest, Jason DeRussia, he'll probably have changed positions how many times? 7, 8?
Multiple.
Multiple, yes. Times. We'll come back, squeeze in a few more texts when we return. The U of M should have reached out to you. When they reached the deal, Dave, we love your music. In fact, it's the only reason why we listen. If you can get that other guy just to shut up, you know, that's me. And we can just, you know, you and your music and stay in your lane music and just going to play this with Encampment. The U of M encampments, though, if we want to make tie this to, like, baseball, the U of M's encampments were like single A ball. They seemingly were reasonably respectful compared to Columbia and UCLA. My school, too, ASU, don't downplay that. There was some feistiness out there. They were probably complaining about suntan lotion.
I'll give them double A.
Double A, you think?
I think double A.
I suppose
hanging out as long as they did,
yep,
for holding strong, double A, you know, they're ready to make that jump.
Yep. The number of people who are now texting me that I'm a big Trump supporter.
It's true.
Because I think we should have a president who actually appears and answers questions and meets with people and doesn't just struggle mightily in public.
What's on that red hat you have over there?
Yeah, I got my MAGA hat on right now. Let me repeat again. I have never given a tenth of a second's thought of voting for Donald John Trump. Never will. I just think the other option should not be slipping right in front of our eyes, and I take no joy in that Joe is slipping. Some lighter topics early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.